producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. Your mellifluent Doug Steffen, the host of the Good Day program and also the Talk Radio Countdown Show, joined by the ever-fluorescent Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're just sort of teasing with one another because we were just talking off the air about our voices and how it is that people who think like the old-timers want to have big-voiced announcers, big-time. And we think the talk radio people who have big voices are not the main anymore, because that's not what people – is it what people want, or is it just what's around? I think maybe that's more. Are there any more of these big traditional voices around, you think?
No, I think that was the style of the days when media was, when electronic media was still new.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to have a big voice. So if you were to be a major network announcer or a BBC announcer, you know, remember the King's Speech, that great movie? You know, they showed them getting their lips ready to be on the BBC,
right?
You know, and warming up, and
yeah.
Today I think that it's almost a handicap. If I were to come on with a big voice and go, "Okay, Doug, here are the 10 most talked about stories of the week,"
mm-hmm.
it would sound sort of maybe that I'm putting on an air as opposed to just being the squeaky voiced regular guy that you've come to know and love.
Why would you say that, Michael?
What was that?
Why would you say that?
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that you were capable of such diversity.
Oh, my God. You have heard nothing. I could sing your introduction, but probably we ought to get to the heart of the matter here. Michael's first job each week on the countdown is to go through the talk topics of the week, the top 10 stories, if you will, and the people that match with those stories. And so we'll...
What does "if you will" mean?
That's a very, it's a verbalized pause.
It's not
like,
if you will. What if they won't? What if people?
What if they will? And what if they won't?
No,
that's
won't.
Sort of like, all righty then.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. Well, moving along.
Moving along.
Moving
yes.
along.
Moving along, yes, right. Yes.
Number 10, we have the NFL and Major League Baseball, MLB action. I like the way we call Major League MLB now, like it's one league. It used to be two leagues. Now it's, they're more like divisions of one league. At number 9, South Carolina floods. At number 8, European migrant problems and U.S. immigration policy.
Wouldn't you, by the way, to go back to that, National Football League used to have the American Conference and the...
Well, they still do. There were two leagues. There was the American Football League and the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
And the National Football League was the senior league, and the American Football League was the upstart. Always considered slightly minor. And that all changed in Super Bowl IV when Joe Namath and the New York Jets beat the very, very awesome Baltimore Colts in Super Bowl IV. And that created parity between the two leagues and set the stage for the merger. And there you go.
Oh, wow.
Never been the same.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start again. NFL and MLB action at 10, South Carolina floods at 9, European migrant problems and U.S. immigration policy at 8. At number 7, the Hillary Clinton email server case. Some of these are starting to become like stale bread.
Yes.
But they're still important.
Yeah.
They're very important. At number 6, the Obama Pacific trade deal. At number 5, House Speaker race. At number 4, the Oregon College massacre. And the Hillary gun plan, those are tied together. At number 3, the 2016 presidential race. At number 2, U.S. ISIS policy. And number 1, Russia's Syria campaign. We have at number 10 on the People Survey, Jessica Mendoza. We have at number 9, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, and Ted Cruz. We have Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden at number 8. John Boehner at 7. Maybe they'll ask him to stay. At number 6, Kevin McCarthy, Jason Chaffetz, and Daniel Webster.
Especially when you find out what happened to Kevin McCarthy, how he so quickly disappeared.
Well,
he really
committed a blunder.
Oh, of course he did.
And that was a bad move for him and for the party. Of course, he spoketh the truth. At number 6 is those three. At number 5... The Ben Carson, strange, unusual candidate.
Got held up at the Popeyes, or actually He was in a Popeyes, and a policeman came in and took and pointed a gun at him because he was black, and supposedly someone was robbing the store. And Ben Carson looked at the policeman and said, "Shouldn't you be looking for the guy behind the cash register?"
I want to see video of that.
Yeah, me too.
At number three, Hillary Clinton. At number two, Vladimir Putin. And did I say Trump at four? Yeah, Trump.
Yeah.
Is he still around?
He's still around. Number one in the polls.
All right. And number one on our survey is Barack Obama. And there you have a strange week.
And to listen to Donald Trump, it was because of him that Kevin McCarthy left. Not because Kevin McCarthy wanted to do a little hoochie-coo or did with another congressperson. No, that wasn't it. It was Donald. The Donald got him.
Donald Trump is responsible for everything. He was even responsible for that that lunar eclipse the other night.
No, really?
Yeah.
He mooned the moon, is that it?
He mooned the moon.
Hmm.
No, I think global warming is also his doing.
Yes, of course
it is. Actually, global warming is being enhanced by all the hot air we're listening to in this presidential election, more than the cows and the methane.
There's a global emergency. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. Also, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television are there, and a lot of things that are going on. He's the man responsible for the Bible of the talk radio industry. What's going on is reported there. You should check it out every day. See what your favorite hosts are doing at talkers.com.
Before Girls Night Out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
America's founders knew that the people's right to keep and bear arms was the ultimate guarantee of freedom. Yet in recent years, our own government has chipped away at that most basic protection, banning all sorts of firearms and ammunition in the unending effort to save us from ourselves. It is ironic that a government which continually tries to restrict its own citizens' right to self-defense sells more than $66 billion worth of weapons to countries around the world, including some of our most dangerous enemies. A look through the lens of liberty would make it clear that the founders had it right. The defense of freedom requires free Americans who can defend themselves.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See plenty.com/partners for details.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Michael Harrison is here, and I'm happy every week when we spend our time together. We visit, we talk about the issues, we have a little fun sometimes with our recollections of things that are a part of the tradition of this wonderful business that we're in, the talk radio world. It's very interesting how people, Hillary Clinton and some of the rumors this week about her, that Secret Service book that's out, did you see it?
No, I have not.
Yeah. Secret Service say that they had a hard time with Mrs. Clinton, and one fellow recounts he came in, Mrs. Clinton was coming downstairs for breakfast when Bill Clinton was president. Secret Service said, "Good morning, ma'am," and she looked at him and told him to F off, according to the book, anyway.
What a terrible thing.
I know. Well, but did you see?
Like, I expected her to be an angel and a goddess.
Right. Exactly. People who run for the presidency are angels.
Yeah.
Not
it's really funny seeing some of these films that float around of people that were presidents or big positions that didn't, you know, realize they're being recorded.
And right.
The way they talk when they're normal people.
Mm-hmm.
And my goodness, they use dirty language and they're like
yep.
regular people.
Yes. Imagine that. Mrs. By the way, speaking of that, Mrs. Reagan used some dirty language. There's a new book out about Ronald Reagan's presidency or his passing, the whole shamil here. And apparently Mrs. Reagan was asked by the Clintons to have Bill Clinton. He had great feelings about Ronald Reagan and wanted to talk at his funeral. And Mrs. Reagan said no because apparently the part of what Clinton used to get more gun control was footage from Reagan's being shot. What happened to Jim Brady? Was it Brady, right? Was it Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she didn't like that, so she said, no, you can't speak.
Oh, my. Really?
It's in a book that's out this week. Yeah, that kind of stuff. But it speaks to, I brought it up because it speaks to what you just said. Many people think that the politicians who run our country are above their level, much as they think actors or actresses are above their level. You think they don't do stupid things, say foolish things, act in foolish ways? They're just human beings who happen to make a living in the public eye.
Yeah, in some cases, they're lesser human beings.
Yeah, right. Yes.
But I think most people are aware of that now. I think in today's age, that's actually a form of entertainment, is watching the mighty fall and become, you know, build them up and tear them down. Whereas maybe in the old days, and I mean the days preceding our lives, like mm-hmm. the 30s, the 40s,
right.
the 20s, people actually did have a rose-colored glasses view of celebrity. They thought they lived in a different level of a different dimension, that there was a place called Hollywood, that mm-hmm. in Washington, you know, these places were very sacred and historic, and, you know, the founding fathers were all, you know, on Mount Olympus. It just had a different feel. Or maybe it's just I was a kid and that's the way kids see it. I'm not quite sure.
Do you think that in the days when you were a youngster, I certainly would answer my question I'm about to ask of you, with a yes, the people who were on the radio were stars, television people are stars today.
Oh, the radio and TV, forget it. I mean, when I was growing up, these people were larger than life.
Yep.
The magic of over-the-air broadcasting, the gatekeepers, there were only a limited number of channels.
Mm-hmm.
You saw them on TV. You heard them on the radio. Oh, no, these people were very, very special.
So do you think is anybody around now that would fit that bill?
There are still some big celebrities on radio and television, for sure, but it's not on the same level. Because everybody has a radio show, and everybody has a TV show, and everybody has a Facebook page, and everybody, you know, people have access to the magic. So some are bigger than others, some have more friends, quote-unquote, but the distance between real people, real life, and the media, the silver screen, the front page of the daily newspaper, the radio, coming out of the radio set, being on the television on Tuesday night at 9 o'clock or whatever, that was of another day.
Well, I think the same is true probably for politicians. We used to hold them in high esteem. Now we hold them in just the opposite esteem, lower than low. Michael Harrison, we're going through the charts and the ancillary information about what's going on in the News Talk Radio world here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the hot hits in talk radio, and some of the things that go along with the stories of the people who are hosting these programs, some of the radio stations that are doing it. Talk radio is the number one medium in the country, at least as far as radio is concerned. Country and Western music, or country music they call it now, is closely associated with talk radio in numbers. Why do you think that is? Why, when it comes to the ratings, is it that a lot of people, or listenership, which is reflected in the ratings, like country music? The first connection, the format that's most likely to be on somebody's push button in the car, next to country is talk, or next to talk is country. Why do you think that is?
Well, first of all, remember that these are also still fractions. They're slivers of the big pie. You're not going to see 60% of the people in America listening to country music or listening to talk radio. So when they say they're number one, it means, you know, they may have 10% of the radio listeners or 15%, 20 at the most. We're not talking about this across the board, mm-hmm. the way, say, the Beatles were popular in the 60s or Elvis or the Hit Parade of the 50s. It's much more fractionalized today. That being said, maybe because country music is some of the best music being made today, and maybe because talk radio is some of the best radio. I mean, the trends go where the talent lies. There's just good stuff, and then people listen and like it. It's very hard to answer why. I've always been asked that over the years. How come, you know, so-and-so has such a large audience? I remember when somebody asked me that about Dr. Laura Schlesinger. How come so many people listen to Dr. Laura Schlesinger? And I answered, because they like her.
Right. Hello.
I mean, ding, 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 ding. What else can you say? You can overanalyze these things. Right. People like it.
Well, don't you think that's part of the problem with some of the stuff that's on News Talk Radio? It's analysis paralysis, or maybe some of the same things over and over again that seem to be like red meat to the audience?
Over and over again is just part of how we live. I mean, come on, look at the holiday season. We do the same dance every. We start in September.
Yeah.
And we do the same dance every year for thousands of years. I mean, think of, you know, for 2,000 years we're doing the same dance.
Yeah.
Now I'm not knocking it. Please don't take it that way. But you know, repetition is ingrained in our DNA.
Well,
we get up in the morning, we have breakfast, we have a cup of coffee. Look, if you look at the routines that we consider to be that which keeps us comfortable, with the fact that we're spinning in infinity and we don't know where the heck we are, and to get all philosophical with you, it's no surprise that we thrive on repetition.
It isn't.
Isn't it? I mean, it's interesting, isn't it?
I don't like repetition myself, but I think a lot of people feel security in it.
Well, you do. Your whole life is repetition. Every day you do a radio show.
But there's something different every day to talk about.
Well, that's the
I do it, yeah.
That's the interesting part of it, but the basic dance is repetitive. You and I have been doing this dance on the weekends. I can't even remember when we started doing it.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, 14, 15 years ago, probably. 10, I don't know how long ago. I don't even remember when we first got started. But
it's all cycles. It's all cycles. And yes, each one is a little bit different. But when you look at the sameness of it all, it makes you realize how steeped in tradition and the comfort of repetition we humans are. And there's the balance. Keeping the repetition comfortable, traditional, but different enough all the time so that it remains interesting.
Ah, the rub to that, coming back in a moment as we examine the top three stories this week and compare them to the last 3 weeks on the Talk Radio Review, the Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you find inside talkers.com, where Talkers Radio and Television is. So it's all about talk here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The service is there. He's at your service. Remember the old cornball days? At your service and on your side on the Doug Steffen program. Well, we're here actually servicing you with ideas and observations. Michael is the guru of talk. Talkers Magazine is read, respected by people who are in the industry. So I'm looking at the top three. The last 3 weeks, you have admired, shall we say, the power of Donald Trump, because Donald Trump and or his shenanigans have been at the top of the pile, both the people list and the stories list, for as many weeks now. We have the Russians and the Middle East and the presidential race sort of going back in. That's where we would think that presidential race would be up close, pretty close to the top. But I think it's interesting to realize, or is there a realization here? I should ask you, what do we, this is a news media foolish question from somebody who's doing a television news program and doesn't know any better. Mr. Harrison, will you please tell us what the significance is that this week the three top stories have nothing to do with Donald Trump, and yet for 3 weeks you were telling everybody how amazing it was that Donald Trump and his campaign were at the top of the list. Could you explain that, please?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's less of a reality TV entertainment show. It's getting down to the real issues again, which is natural. And Donald Trump is still in the mix. I mean, he is the number one polled candidate in the Republican side, on the Republican side, and the presidential race is number three. I mean, the fact is that Russia's bombing the hell out of Syria, and the U.S. is trying to figure out what it's going to do with ISIS, and it's a very complicated world situation. I'm glad to see people are talking about that, but they're still talking about Trump. But, hey, there's also Hillary Clinton. And let's face it, Barack Obama and Vladimir Putin are living in the real world and having a tremendous impact upon it. It's the natural way of things. I don't know what else I could say to explain that. I never really was used the word admiring Donald Trump. I'm just reporting the stats here. I don't ever remember saying that I admired him.
All right. So here we are trying to figure out what's the most interesting thing that we missed it. We're like a mile away from what's really important.
Well, what's really important is, you know, we could discuss that forever. I mean, what really is important?
What really is important?
Yeah.
Is what you can do with a pumpkin and bean sprouts.
Yeah, I mean, the priorities that people have are so out of whack with the real risks and rewards with what's important.
I was being facetious. You're being serious, but in
well,
sense,
I'm being serious because it really strikes at the heart, and you seem obsessed with it. You're always concerned with what are the most important topics, and I always say, well, these are the most talked about topics.
Right?
They're only important in as much as they're the most talked about. I don't necessarily know if they're important because I operate under the premise that we the people don't really know the backstory or the true story or the in-depth story about any of the things that we are quick to form opinions about.
So then number six this week on the countdown focuses on, thank you for leading me right into this, this was genius, the Pacific Trade Deal. They call it the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is now, and you'll be able to sort of ferret this out, the worst trade agreement ever put forth. This will put the American family farmer out of business. This deal, this bill, this arrangement will eliminate the locavore movement and the ability for you to get fresh local food. This is the end of that. And it's been closely concealed, cleverly tied up in lots of gobbledygook. But it almost makes you, when you look at this sort of thing, and now I'm doing a talk radio program, Michael, it makes me think that they're doing these giant agri-corporations and the big political machines are trying to put the American family farmer out of business.
Well, I don't know if they're trying to put the American family farmer out of business, but the result of what they're doing certainly can put the American.
You don't think they realize that? Do you think there's nobody who even thinks through what's going to happen?
No, I don't think they care. I don't think they care about the American family farmer. They care about the profits and the benefits that these particular movements, these particular deals will do for them, whoever they are, people whose interests are in the big business end of things.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think that they're sitting there going, we're going to put all these poor people out of work. No, I don't think it's on that level.
I think
it's a matter of insensitivity and lack of fairness and lack of caring.
Well, you and I will respectfully disagree. And
you mean you actually think they're out to get the family?
Yes, I do. I think the multinational corporations like Monsanto and ConAgra want to be able to control the process of how our food is grown around the world, and they can't do it with so many American family farmers protesting GMOs, not only here, but in Europe.
Okay, you make a good point. I agree with you.
You don't have to agree with me.
No. Your point is crystal clear, and now I understand. And you're right.
Yeah.
They are trying to get the family farmer. And I think especially you.
Yeah, because I got a big mouth.
I think they're really out to get you.
I know.
Since you started that farm show.
Right.
You're on their hit list, man.
I am. Yep, more and more people listening to that program, and they're listening, and they hear me talking about all the things, and somebody says, wow, that makes a lot of sense. What else does he have to say? And so as it gets down into the nitty-gritty, the fabric of America, you're going to find, I hope you don't, I hope I'm always going to be able to do this program, and nobody will want to.
No, I mean, you know, there is a certain scary thing to stepping out against big business.
Yeah.
You see, what people don't realize is they really can be ruthless.
Mm-hmm. Of course they can.
You know, people think that, the government is, you know,
baloney. You think that the big corporations, over the history of big corporations, haven't bumped people off who were in their way? That's legend.
Remember the scene in The Godfather when Michael and what was her name? Kate, I think.
I don't know. I didn't see the Too Violent for Me.
Saw The Godfather?
Never. Nope.
Never saw. You're not qualified to do this radio show.
I'm sorry. You want me to step down right now? You want to take
over? You've never seen The Godfather?
Never have seen The Godfather. 1, 2, 3, none of them.
Oh, nope. My gosh. We got to spend a Sunday afternoon together with wine, pasta, tomato sauce, and three videos.
And we'll bring the ladies along. Just for fun.
They've already seen it.
Yeah, no, I don't believe Meredith has seen it. I don't know that for a fact. I should ask her.
Godfather to have an understanding of everything.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, speaking of Godfather, Art Bell is back. And yes. I want to talk about Art Bell reemerging into the world of wonderful radio in a moment. Paranormalism has been alive because George Norrie has kept it that way, but now he's going to run for president, so Art Bell needs to come back in to the fold, and he is, and we'll talk about it in a moment here on this week's Talk Radio Review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you haven't seen Lumber Liquidators' incredible fall flooring deals, now is the time. It's the final days to save as much as 45% or more on all the latest hardwood trends. And it's your last chance to get $1 off select styles of premium Bellawood. Save 20% on stylish wood look tile. And get coupon savings on quality Dream Home laminate with pad included. Plus, more deals from 59 cents and 15-month special financing.
This is Tyson's. Go to LumberLiquidators.com/weekdays for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sale going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
America's founders knew that the people's right to keep and bear arms was the ultimate guarantee of freedom. Yet in recent years, our own government has chipped away at that most basic protection, banning all sorts of firearms and ammunition in the unending effort to save us from ourselves. It is ironic that a government which continually tries to restrict its own citizens' right to self-defense sells more than $66 billion worth of weapons to countries around the world, including some of our most dangerous enemies. A look through the lens of liberty would make it clear that the founders had it right. The defense of freedom requires free Americans who can defend themselves.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Any card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Back with our final portion of Michael Harrison being in, not final, like forever. Michael's be done with us today, and then he'll be back next week on the Talk Radio Countdown, the review of the hot hits in talk radio. What's going on in the world of talk? That's what Michael's life is all about. He lives it. He breathes it. He sleeps it. Actually, he doesn't sleep. He's up all night long trying to figure out what's going to happen in the next day on the radio. And one of the things I don't think he saw coming, nor did I, nor did anybody else, was Art Bell would be back. There was a rumor, what, about a year ago that he wanted to do a podcast, and then he sort of started doing something that was online. Why don't you go through the thread here?
Well, basically, everybody listening to this who's interested in Art Bell should go to talkers.com. There's
yes.
a fascinating story that still posted this weekend on the front page news page mm-hmm. about Art Bell being back and Art Bell's fans providing the infrastructure and, to a certain degree, financial support of his show. He's got fans all over the world that love him, and they are very smart people, well-organized through social media, and he's doing the whole thing in a whole different way. And last night, I spoke with Art Bell and recorded the conversation, and he is going to be the subject of next week's Up Close and Far Out with Michael Harrison, which people can hear. And it was a wonderful conversation. We're polishing it up and packaging it.
All right, come on, give us a tease. Let's have a little tease.
Well, we talk about quantum physics and cosmic consciousness and the impact of the digital era and the forthcoming quantum era on technology.
And by the way, that'll be the subject of Monday's Rush Limbaugh program as well, no doubt.
You're right. And but Art, I'll tell you what Art Bell talks about what went wrong at Sirius XM. Mm-hmm. He talks about
he was on Sirius XM after he left the
For a while.
Yeah.
And basically, I'll give you a little hint.
Okay.
He was frustrated by the fact that they have a closed audience, that a lot of people that want to hear him couldn't hear him without subscribing.
Well, that's the business model, however. That's what they do there.
Yeah, yeah. So
he didn't understand that?
That's limited for a guy like him who deals figuratively and literally on a cosmic level.
Mm.
I think Art Bell being available to the world is his kind of thing, rather than, you know, for only subscribers of a satellite service. That was the heart of it, of what I got.
Well, but I mean, under the circumstances, it would seem to me, as a silly guy looking from the outside in, that Art Bell has so many fanatical fans, it would have been good for Sirius, like it was when Howard Stern went over there. Millions of people followed Howard Stern and paid their monthly, whatever it is, $19.95 to Sirius to be able to listen to him. And I bet the followers, I don't bet, I know, the followers of Art Bell are just as passionate and just as likely to do whatever they can to listen to Art Bell.
Yeah, but the reality of it is that it's still a smaller audience than they would have had on terrestrial radio and the Internet.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Would you say that if Rush Limbaugh decided at the end of his current contract in a couple of years, there are a lot of people speculating that he won't be paying anywhere near as much money as he's being paid now, and so he can recoup or do what...
The answer is it would raise the number of listeners to Sirius XM Satellite, and it would lower the number of listeners that Rush has now.
Lower the number of listeners to Rush's program, what would it do to terrestrial radio?
Well, we heard it.
We heard it. Wouldn't help it anyway, that's for sure.
Well, it hurt terrestrial radio when Howard Stern went away.
Yeah, it did.
It hurt terrestrial radio when Opie and Anthony went away, when Dr. Loris Lessinger went away.
Mm-hmm.
It helped Sirius XM, but it hurt terrestrial radio. And again, what I'm trying to say is even though these people have found a comfortable home, helped their platform, the satellite radio company, and are making money, fewer people hear them there than would hear them in a more open, free public medium as terrestrial radio and accompanied by Internet streaming.
Yeah, correct. I think
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And Bell doesn't seem that motivated by money. Mm-hmm. He seems, at this point in his life, he's 70 years old, he seems more motivated by the passion of it all.
Mm-hmm.
I really think he's very sincere about that.
Oh, I think he's extraordinarily sincere. One thing. You would never take away his sincerity. Never, never, never. He's one of those guys that believes in what he's doing and is no bones about it. That is his life he's been, and that's what people associate. Even though he was, when he started, interestingly enough, a political talker like a lot of others when he was first on late night, but he'd dabble a little in these things. I can remember back in the early 90s when he was at a smaller a company, and then it grew, and then he went somewhere. It was terrific because it was so unusual, but he developed it. He wasn't unusual. I didn't think he was unusual when he started. He was okay.
He was kind of a journeyman political talker
who
was syndicated. He was kind of like a B player.
Right.
And he had this little weekend show that he dabbled in the paranormal called Dreamland.
Yeah.
And Dreamland became more popular on the weekend than his Monday to Friday show. So he started incorporating that information into the show, and he became one of the biggest stars of radio of the modern era.
Smart. Very smart. All right. So that's the story of Art Bell. Check out the interview Michael will have in Talkers at Talkers. TalkRadioCountdown.com next week with Art Bell. Meanwhile, and we'll be back next week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show here every week, reviewing the top 10 stories and people, always at your service here on the Countdown. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers with Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is an attorney, a lawyer. Wait a minute. An attorney and a lawyer? You're both of those things? That's the first time I think I've ever done that. How long? I've been introducing you on the radio for, what, 20 years?
Yeah.
I have never said that about you before in the same breath. An attorney and a lawyer. So that's, maybe you should put that on your card.
Stephen, actually, most people say attorney, a lot of lawyers say attorney and counselor at law, because an attorney is just somebody who is representing you, so it doesn't even have to be a lawyer. So
really?
You were actually correct.
Wow. He's the founder, Steve is the founder of Scamicide.com, which is a website dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams, providing you with the latest information about things that are around us. And certainly this new smart chip credit card system leaves itself wide open for scams, Steve.
Yeah, very much so. You know, this is going to be a good thing. However,
the scam or the credit card?
Well, for both. I think it will reduce credit card fraud. The big kind of data breaches that we first became aware of with Target, where people are hacking into the computers of major retailers and stealing the credit card information, that won't be able to be done so readily anymore. And it's because, first of all, that we were vulnerable because we were using state-of-the-art technology from the 1960s with the information embedded on a magnetic strip. But now, supposedly, the rule as of October 1st is computer chips on the card. So they're an encrypted specific number that it changes every time it's used will be done. So if the bad guys hack into the processors, they're going to get a number that's going to be useless to them. The regulation is one that deals with who's going to be responsible for the fraud that does occur if there's a problem. And that's between banks, credit card issuers, and the retailers. So we don't have to worry about that. However, What we do have to worry about it is, even though the deadline came October 1st, most of the banks, most of the companies, most of the credit card issuers have not yet sent out all of the cards and changed over. So a lot of us are going to get emails from, or it looks like it's from, our credit card company telling us to just confirm some information, click on this link, don't do it, because those are from the scammers.
All right. So in this circumstance, you wrote in the USA Today yesterday that sort of a lengthy explanation of how this works. I guess the simple bottom line here is that the credit card companies are way behind in releasing this. So why did they put this thing in force on October 1st when 60% of us, I have four credit cards, I don't have one new one from any of the three providers?
It's amazing. First of all, why did they delay? I tell my students at Bentley University, the answer to every question is it's about the money. It's going to be costly for them to do this, the retailers to put in the new machines, the credit card companies to issue the cards. The rule came in. It is a regulation of the major credit card companies who form this trade organization. However, it's just plain stupidity, because credit card companies that don't issue that card, they are going to be held responsible for what are going to be millions and millions and millions of fraudulent charges, because the scammers know the time is up, and so they are going to be getting in there. They're probably in these companies now. It just hasn't been discovered. So, stupidity. Ron White is one of my favorite comedians, and he has a line, there's no cure for stupid. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that's the case with a lot of these retailers and credit card companies.
All right. So the general rule of thumb, however, that you discuss, you have a book called Identity Theft Alert, and in the book you are very focused on people giving their information or even opening, maybe this is the basic stuff here, it seems almost trivial, like any third grader would know not to open an email from whom you know not. Is that
exactly? My motto is trust me, you can't trust anybody. And frankly, you take it further than that. If I get something from Doug Steffen and it has a link,
you can be sure it's a scam.
But I'm not going to click on it until I get back to you and say, did you really send that?
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is people will get their emails hacked, companies will get their emails hacked, and so it looks like it comes from a legitimate source. You can't click, you can't provide information until you've confirmed it's legit.
Check out scamaside.com, dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams just like this one from the credit card scheme department, shall we say, not from the credit card companies. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.